And I want to invite the young people who may have a hard time seeing to come forward and either sit in the front pews or sit on the floor just so you can see the pictures a little better. You're welcome to do that. Okay. Oh, okay. So while we're going to get the rest of the group, our group is Lucy Webster, right? And Katie Hocko and Heidi Berger, who are on their way in here. Those are our youth. George Huffman was the fourth youth, but he is sailing, and he had a commitment, so he couldn't be here this morning. He did have some pictures, though, that he wanted us to share, and we'll talk a little bit about the trip from his perspective. And then, of course, Hadley and I went as well, and we were honored to do that. You guys see? Excellent. All right. Well, I guess I'll do my introduction while we wait for the rest of the group to come. Yeah, the microphone is right over here. Okay, yep. Just remember to turn it on. Okay. So, the point of the postcards from Pine Ridge is not to give you an overview of every single second of everything that we did, but just to give little snapshots of experiences from each of us, just a couple of minutes each. Hello, welcome, Katie and Heidi. And friends, that's right. Maybe stand over there a little bit, in, kind of in towards the middle, if that's all right. Yeah, everyone can see you. So I was going to start off by just giving just a very brief overview. We went away Saturday the 13th, and we got back about 10 o'clock on the 19th. We flew through Chicago, and our flights were on time and boring, which is like unheard of these days. So we were very lucky about that. Long travel days, but good travel days. Once we got out to Rapid City, we then rented a van and drove a couple hours from Rapid City to the reservation. Rapid City is sort of in the northwest corner, and Pine Ridge is down in the southwest corner, right on the Nebraska border, maybe a mile or two from Nebraska. We spent all of our days working through an organization called Remember, which has been there for 21 years. They started with a group of United Church of Christ churches from Michigan, seeing a need out there and just bringing truckloads of supplies, eventually building bunkhouses and hosting work groups. There's no real plumbing on the reservation. There is some electricity, but most places don't have plumbing. And they have trailers with lots of people living in them. So for a very long time, their primary work has been making outhouses and delivering them and installing them, and then making bunk beds and delivering and installing those. They also do trailer skirting, and they do wheelchair ramps in partnership with the State of South Dakota Correctional Institute on the other part of the state. They build them at the prison, ship them over to the reservation, and then Remember installs them. Diabetes rate in the Pine Ridge Reservation for adults is about 50%. So there's a lot of diabetes that's untreated and lots of need for wheelchairs and amputations and wheelchair access to people's homes. So there's a great need for that. There were 50 of us there for the week, six from Vermont, but there were groups from New Jersey, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and about 10 staff members there. The staff members, some of them stay for a couple of weeks, some of them stay for the whole summer, and they're all different ages. Many college students, but there's also retired folks and everyone in between as well. They break all 40 of the volunteers up into 9 work groups. So of the 6 Vermonters, we were on 5 different work groups. And we would go off and do different things. Sometimes the groups were doubled up and we would have, you know, fellow Vermonters in our particular site for the day, but every day was done differently and with different groups and on different work projects. So they mix things up for us. Also built into that, the 9 work groups, we also have chores to do, making breakfast or putting breakfast away or cleaning the bathrooms or whatever it might be. So you get to know your work groups pretty well. At night, so we worked all day. At night, we gathered each evening for 1.5 hours or so of a learning session with a member of the Lakota, talking to us about the Lakota creation story, some more spirituality. Will Peters came in and talked to us about teen suicide rates on the reservation, which are about triple than the average rate. He works in the high schools and very, very committed and passionate about youth. And what did he tell you all? that you are sacred, and you should be told that every single day. Absolutely. 2 days, Sunday and then either Wednesday or Thursday, they break us up into two tour groups. There's more touring, so less work and more seeing the Badlands, going out and seeing some of the districts we hadn't seen before, going to some places of great hope where there's some really wonderful things happening. And a Red Cloud School is a great educational center, and some museums, some things like that. So a little bit more of a tourism day those days. And I just had to put this in there to whine a little bit. Temps were at least 95 each day. And we rose to the challenge, didn't we? We worked every day hard in those conditions. Great. So I'm just going to, for my part, I just want to, you see all these, this is our group. And I just want to point out that these trips are great for a lot of different reasons. But one of the reasons, and really special for me, is those who go really form deep relationships. You notice how close everyone is standing together? I don't, maybe one or two of them, we made them do that, but not this is my favorite one. This is on the last day of working and sweating together and getting on each other's nerves sometimes, but look at those kids just holding hands, arm in arm, walking. It's just absolutely wonderful. So really deep, lasting relationships that just naturally form in those conditions. Times to pray together, to do some sightseeing together, to check out the Badlands and climb together, to travel at the airport together, and to just enjoy one another's company. So I thank you. You guys are the best. I missed you yesterday very much. Yeah. I also want to mention, though, that our group is not just some independent group, but that we are a group of this congregation. And this congregation made it possible for us to go, prayer support, administrative support, financial support, which was just incredible. And so we really were a mission and ambassadors from this congregation. So just deep, deep gratitude for all of you for making this learning and serving experience possible. Without it, without you, we could not have done it. And we're just deeply, deeply indebted and grateful to all of you. And to God, of course, right? Thank you. Okay, Heidi, okay. I have you first.
All right.
You want Barry?
Okay, ready?
Got it. There we go. Okay.
All right, okay. So my first picture is of me, and then George is in that corner, and then two other volunteers, Caroline and Jeff, and we're packaging blankets that Jeff's group had brought from their church, and there were like a lot of blankets. I don't know how many, but they had like 10 huge, like vacuum sealed bags full of quilts and blankets to donate. So we had just gone back from skirting a trailer and we were early. So we went down and we packaged all those blankets in garbage bags and brought them into their donation center for them to use when they deliver bunk beds or if somebody comes looking for new sheets because they need new ones. And then this is a picture from the craft night that they have every Wednesday. And a bunch of people from the reservation bring their artwork, their jewelry, their crafts, and they lay them out, and we have a community dinner, and we just go and we look at all the stuff that they brought. And so I bought a pair of earrings from that woman, which are up here. And so Kevin had me take a picture with her, but the jewelry is just so beautiful, and so it was really special to get to meet the artists who made all of it, because they were always the ones selling it.
Great.
And then this is a picture of the sunrise from Friday morning. Katie, Lucy, and I, and Hadley, we got up at 5 so that we could walk up a hill right behind the Remember building and see the sunrise. And it was just beautiful. Because it was so clear, the sky, and there was just nothing but land. So there's nothing to obstruct our view from the sun rising. And it was cold, but it was beautiful and definitely worth getting up at 5 a.m.
Thank you, Heidi. Katie.
Oh, me. Okay. Hi, I'm Katie. I don't know many people here, but it's nice to meet you all. Oh, hi. So this is a picture that we took at Feather 2, which is Remember Second site. So what they're doing there is they're building greenhouses, and they're trying to get, what is it, the Southern Dakota State University. They're partnering with them, and their plan there is once they have their greenhouses up, they're going to be teaching people around the community to do farming of their own so that they have access to fresh produce and healthier foods than what was available from what we saw at their grocery stores, which was not a lot. So it was pretty cool work, and it was hard, but it was really fun.
And did you have to undo what you're doing here?
What?
Remember, we had to move.
Oh, yeah. So we did everything opposite of what we needed to do, and we spent like half the day doing that. So we had to go and reverse everything, but yeah. So this is a picture of the ledger that's right over there. I thought it was really cool. So back when it was the boarding school era, they had nothing to draw on, so everyone brought ledgers, and they would all draw over that. And it was just really symbolic for them and their community. So the story I got behind this piece of work is this circle represents like the family that everyone has, and like everyone's always there. And then there's the eagle, which is part of their creation story because the eagle is a very sacred object for them. The buffalo is what they used to follow and very sacred to them as well. And everything is just symbolic of their community and the culture that we all learned over our week there. Oh, I forget how to pronounce it.
We are all related. Oh, Mitakwiawasan, yeah.
Okay, so it's we are all related. So they say it to everyone. And I just thought it was really cool that after all the trauma that they had endured from people coming in and just like trashing their culture, that they were able to welcome us all with such open hearts. So Mitakwiawasan, all
thank
of you.
Thank you. Lucy.
Yeah, so this is also at Feather 2. This is a garden that on the first day we were weeding, and we learned that it's all open to everyone. All right, so it's also open for everyone to come in and like grow their own vegetables, because I'm gonna talk a little bit more in the second picture, but
do you want that?
Yeah. Okay. So this is in one of the grocery stores. There's only a few grocery stores on the reservation, and I think this is the one that had that like recently had the best selection of produce. They put it up front, and so like there's slow progress in getting nutrition and food, and so I. Also, to add on to Katie's greenhouse picture, they opened up the greenhouses for everyone, and it can be like a good way for them to learn how to grow their own fruits and vegetables, and also almost therapeutic, just a way to work and focus on something. Yeah.
Thank you.
So since George can't be with us today, I'll speak for George's pictures. This is a photo of George hanging from the hoop house. So they were sturdily built, and just also shows that we had a lot of fun on this trip. It was great, so.
Yeah.
This is another photo of George having fun. This is a night where community members were invited to learn an old game of the Oglala Lakotans. It's called Hand Game. And it was a guessing game, and there was chanting, and people were laughing and playing the game, and George somehow found a new set of shades. This is my photo because who knew Lucy Webster has some construction skills? This is Lucy at a saw when we were building a ramp for a home for someone who had diabetes and needed a wheelchair ramp into their home. And I feel like this photo also shows that these kids, when presented with the challenge in the heat, just fell too, and they worked really hard. And even if they didn't know how to do something, we all learned how. We were willing to be taught, and so that was great. This is the home that we built the wheelchair ramp for. You can see the ramp on the left there. And you can also see a bit of just how beautiful it is around these homes.
Too much sugar.
So this is another photo from the top of that hill where we hiked on the last morning. And I thought this was just a good shot of the girls having fun. But also for me, this was a really powerful spot. I ended up walking up there several times a day whenever I could, because you can see 365 degrees, and I'm from southwestern Colorado, so I am from the dry heat, and I am from the big skies, and so it was such a treat to be back in below the big skies and to be able to even, you know, as the Lakotans do, pray in all four directions. So that was really special for me. So to wrap up, Kevin and I presented the kids before. We flew out at 6 a.m., I think. So we were all in the Burlington Airport at 5 a.m. and had made it through security. And we wanted to give the kids something for their journeys. So we gave them a laundry bag, a bag for their dirty laundry. And stuffed with some travel snacks and some crossword puzzles, and also these journals that Charlie actually helped me print some Lakotan. Actually, it wasn't all Lakotan, but it was basically wisdom of the elders, some quotes from Native American wisdom. And so in closing, I will just read a short prayer that I jotted in my journal. Wonkin Tonka, Wonkin Tonka, Great Spirit. Thank you for the four corners of the earth, the red, the white, the yellow, and black. Thank you for all the people of the earth, the red, the white, the yellow, and the black. Thank you for our gifts and for calling us to share them with those in need. From the dry, cracked earth of the Badlands to the humid green mountains, remind us that we are connected through our spirits and our work on this earth. Like the elders, help us to talk less, listen more, and be still and know. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.